Shelley Shepherd Gray is in the studio with me tonight. She's one of our local New York Times and USA Today best-selling authors who lives right here in Loveland. We're going to talk about her latest novel, which begins a new series. It's titled Daybreak. Welcome back, Shelley.
Oh, thank you so much, Barbara. I'm glad to be here.
When we last talked, it was about your series that was set in an Amish community in Crittenden County, Kentucky. And this latest series brings us back to Ohio. So before we talk about it specifically, I really am interested to know a bit about the difference in these two communities and also the kind of research that you do about a particular Amish community before you start writing about it.
There is a lot of difference between the communities in Kentucky and then an area such as Berlin. Berlin is in the heart of Holmes County. It's right there next to Walnut Creek and Sugar Creek, where I've had other series, and it's the home of about 40,000 Amish. So it is a large community full of Old Order, New Order Amish, Mennonite. It's a thriving area for the Anabaptists. Somewhere like Crittenden County, it's a very small community of Amish that are just kind of nestled into the thick of things, whereas in Berlin, the area is much more centered around their culture.
And locate that geographically for us in terms of where it is in Ohio.
Oh, I'd say an hour to an hour and a half north of Columbus.
And you mentioned three different terms that I'm also interested in knowing a bit about. There's New Order Amish, Old Order Amish, Mennonite, Anabaptist. Can you give us a little bit of a guide to definitions of those?
Sure. The main group that Amish and the Mennonite are part of are the Anabaptists. And in that group, there's several different religions that vary as far as how conservative or how modern they are. In a nutshell, the Old Order Amish would be about the most conservative. They are the ones you would see that they always are in the buggies. They have no electricity, no phones, very, in some ways, secluded. The Mennonites are on the way other end. The women would wear dresses, but the men can wear jeans. Some orders of the Mennonites can have cars. A lot of them, they do have churches. You can use phones, have brought modern technology. For the Days of Redemption series, it's focused on the New Order Amish, and they are like the Old Order in the sense that, yes, they do have buggies and horses, and they are without electricity, but they can have a phone in their home, and they're able to fly on airplanes. New Order Amish are also known for wanting to do missionary work around the world.
Let's talk specifically now about Daybreak, and certainly one of the main characters is Viola. So if you would, tell us about her and about her extended family, whom we're introduced to in this first book in this series.
Viola Kime is 22 years old, and she is a twin. But what really sets her apart from some of the other characters is she feels completely at home with her family and her family's standings in the community. She lives on a big farm in Berlin, a multi-generational farm. So her grandparents live in the Dottie house behind their home. She lives with her parents and her brothers and sisters. And she really feels that her family is just about perfect. She recently has taken a little job at a Mennonite retirement community, and there she meets the hero, Edward, who has been off on a mission in Nicaragua. But what also happens pretty soon in the book is she finds out that her perfect family is not quite as perfect as she thought.
Secrets really play a big part in the lives of these folks, and I read that in part what you wanted to do in this novel is to sort of dispel the idea that Amish have ideal lives. So talk a little bit about that in terms of the plot and what's happening in these folks' lives.
You know, that's exactly right. I can't tell you the number of times I've talked with someone or received a letter and they said, I just want to be Amish. I just want my life to be wonderful and perfect and everything always going my way and relaxing. I have to laugh because I give all my books to my Amish friend, and every once in a while she'll tease me and she'll say, I wish I was Amish in one of your books, Shelley. Then I'd have everything all solved. So I was really kind of intrigued with the idea of everyone of any culture looking on the outside like they have it all together, and maybe their family is great, their marriage is good, their personal lives are wonderful. But I think the Amish are just like anyone else, and I believe they'd be the first to tell you that everyone has different problems that they're facing, some pretty big and some not so big.
I'm wondering, when you create characters, do you have favorites? Is it easier, harder to write about some of them?
It really is, and I say this a lot. When I start a new series, I feel like I'm talking about the family that just moved next door to me. And at first, I look at them and I kind of just think about, what do they look like? What is their family made up of? And then maybe I'll say, gosh, you know, I really have a lot in common with one of the people there. And then before you know it, as the years pass, maybe I'll know all the neighbors very well. That's how I feel like with the books. I start out with a cast of characters, and really all I have at first is some brief descriptions and their names. But as I write and make up more stories about them and try to think really what in their history has motivated them, some become favorites. For this series, I have to say my favorite character ended up being Lovina, which is the grandmother, the matriarch of the family. And I have to tell you, when I first started writing her, it was a struggle because I thought she was kind of a cold lady. I wouldn't have wanted her to be my grandmother. But as the pages flowed and I turned in each book, she was really my favorite.
You must have allowed her to grow, which is always an interesting thing as a reader to see and experience.
I did. I worked really hard on having her to grow. And she is, I believe, 64 years old in this series. So I found that intriguing, too. Sometimes, especially maybe the younger you are, you think the older you get, you have it all figured out. And she was witness to that we all have room in our lives to grow and change and improve upon ourselves.
Well, it will be interesting to see how she develops as this series goes on. So I trust you'll be back with us and we'll hear more about Lavinia and Viola and the rest of the characters.
I would look forward to it.
Thank you. I've been talking with Shelley Shepherd Gray about her book, Daybreak. It's the first in her new series. You'll find more information at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.